Hey everyone, welcome to Buzzing About Romance, the 200th episode. I am Becky, and joining me for this episode is Leah. Hi, Leah.
Hi, Becky. How's it going?
It's going 200 episodes.
It is shocking to me that it is 200 episodes.
Right? But it's actually, and we'll get into some numbers. We're going to talk about some numbers. We don't really have a plan. We have some input from readers. What were you going to say?
I won't say it. Say what I posted in the chat.
You can say it. Just say it.
Plans are for pussies.
Plans are for pussies. No one wants a plan. So it's really exciting because for those that don't know, the average podcast lasts 10 episodes. Mm-hmm. That's like the magic number. A podcast is about 10 episodes. So when you start hitting milestones that are above 10, it's like, it's a big deal. So we've consecutively been releasing since June of 2020.
You want to say consistently.
Consecutively. We haven't missed.
Well, but we've also been consistently posting too.
Okay, like... but it's consistent or whatever. There are C words being used. There's also over something like 5 million podcasts worldwide.
It's a lot. It's a lot of freaking podcasts.
It is.
But again, most of them only last 10 episodes.
It's only like, it's less than half of that are actually active podcasts.
Yeah. So like 2.5 million.
2.5 million are actually the active podcasts. So we'll get into that a little bit. I want to, you know, we'll talk about how this started, where the idea came from, and all those kind of good things. So welcome to a truly special moment in the world of love and literature. Today marks our 200th episode of Buzzing About Romance, and we couldn't be more thrilled to have you join us for this momentous occasion. Throughout our journey, we've ventured into the depths of love stories, exploring the captivating realms created by talented authors, sharing our passion for romance with each episode. From captivating protagonists to heartwarming endings, our discussions have been a celebration of all things love and romance books. As we reach this remarkable milestone, we want to express our deepest gratitude to each of you, our dedicated listeners, our esteemed guests, and our beloved Patreon supporters. Your unwavering support and enthusiasm have fueled our passion for romance, inspiring us to continue spreading the magic of love in every word spoken. So let's raise a toast to 200 episodes of romance-filled adventures. Here's to the countless tales we've shared, the unforgettable characters we've met, the enduring bonds that unite us all in our love for love. Thank you for being a part of this incredible journey. Now, without further ado, let us dive into our 200th episode and celebrate the enchanting world of romance. Yay, right? Yay. Okay, wait, let's see. Can we make it? Did we figure out how it happened?
But you have to.
Who knows?
Did you turn it on?
Yeah, but it doesn't work. It's fine. We tried to make the balloons happen on the Zoom. It doesn't work. It's fine. And Leah's just going to keep going with her.
Well, and I accidentally did it on our FaceTime call the other day, but then it wouldn't do it again. So
yeah,
it's something about like you have to be on iOS, but you have to hold, but there's like a button you have. If we accidentally have balloons or fireworks, it was fireworks.
It was fireworks. Yeah.
Cause it was like a thumbs up.
Yeah. We got nothing. It's fine.
No, not cool enough apparently.
So for this episode, one of the things that we're going to talk about is we'll talk about how we got here, some of the most talked about authors throughout the podcast, and then we're actually really going to talk about five-star reads and authors that we discovered from Buzzing About Romance. We're going to share the ones that our listeners submitted, but then also ones that you and I have found because of this podcast. So, because it has challenged us to get outside our box.
Well, sometimes we like our boxes, though. But we have definitely, like, especially in the past 2 years, like, we have really been cognizant of, like, going outside of our, like, safety box of, like, happiness. And we found some really amazing authors, and we've met some of these really amazing authors, and it's been a lot of fun.
It really has. You know, so the idea of doing a romance book podcast came up with, and I've told this story a million times, it came up
But let's tell it one more time.
One more time. I started getting the idea after the Bridgerton adaptation was being announced on Netflix. And I thought, oh my God, yes. Wouldn't that be amazing to do a podcast to compare the books and the TV show? And I think this was like 2009, you guys. I was like, I'm going to do this. I'm going to do this. And then I have children and family and kids. And also, the very first episodes of Bridgerton never came out until 2020. So
Yeah, it was a really long time before that actually like came to fruition. Like it was announced, but it's like all things in the TV world. Sometimes things that are announced never happen,
happen.
and sometimes things that are announced or happen really fast, and sometimes you have to wait
You
and
do.
wait.
And you do. So that had been the original plan. It was all historical romance because at the time I think I was reading more historical than I was contemporary. And then, like many people, I actually 2011, I fell victim to the 50 Shades of Grey. And then I was like, oh, I want to read more books like that. So I did the Sylvia Day Crossfire, the Fix You series by Laura-Lynn Page, because there were tons that started trickling out.
Well, it's one of those things where those types of books were always there. But like there would needed to be a catalyst for people to like really dive into that world.
And I think it was in 2016 I read my very first hockey romance by Sawyer Bennett. It was through my library. And
And
then
then down the rabbit hole you went.
2000, I mean, it might have been 2015. 2015, 2016, it was I found Sawyer Bennett, and then I found Kelly Jameson, and then the Wicked Horse books, and then all the things just kept,
All the things.
I kept reading all the things in my library. So contemporary then started to become where I really wanted to spend all my time. Do you know, I didn't get Kindle Unlimited until 2019
I believe it.
because I was such a fool for my library.
Well, because you also got a Nook first, too.
I did. And I also actually told,
So.
so with I actually my very first Kindle that I got, I couldn't keep reading on my phone anymore because my eyes, it was starting to cause migraines and ocular issues. And I actually just asked on Facebook, I'm like, do any of my friends have a Kindle they'd be willing to part with? Because I want to try it and see if it works. And that's when I got my first Kindle.
Oh, yeah. See, I've been a member since 2018. I actually just looked it up out of
Did you?
curiosity, but I was a stout paperback and hardback reader. Like, I, which if you listen to me now, you would never believe that. But I was like, I need to smell it. I need to hold it. I need to feel like all these things.
Spine breaker.
I was a spine breaker. I would not dog your pages though, because that is blasphemous. And if you dog your page, I will cut you.
But there
But
is something about a mass market that you can put behind, like to
it's like the
push.
curl, like you curl
And
that and you,
one-handed.
well, and it's so like, I will admit, like when my babies were little, it was like before the KU for me, but I had dropped many a books on their heads while I was feeding them. And so I was like, I need to do something. And so then I delved into the Kindle. And I didn't do Kindle Unlimited like right away because I didn't know about it really. Like I knew, but I didn't know. So, but yeah, and it changed my life. And now I have all these pretties that don't get opened.
That never get open. You are scandalizing the listener right now with your, you used to be a spine breaker.
Oh man, I used to be a spine breaker. It was like a trophy. Like the more cracked the spine, the better. Like I have hardback books where like I've read them so much, they're literally pages are falling out. So I bought like stuff to rebind it because like I really enjoyed the book, but it needs some
You're
help.
scandalizing the listeners right now.
I
So
mean, it
one of the questions
happens.
that came up is how did you find your co-hosts? So this is, for those who've been around a minute, Leah is not my original first host. But that's okay because everything with everything, we grow, we develop, we figure out what works. So Leah joined the episode At episode 33, which was our very first hockey draft between Heather and I, and Katie, nice. Duchess Katie was on that episode, and you mm-hmm. were on that episode.
I was the moderator of the episode, so I got to yell at everybody.
She did. She's timing us. She yelled us. She made us follow rules. That was early days. But actually, so mm-hmm. Leah came out of, you joined book club. Were you weren't there for the Helena Hunting book club. Your first one was the Lucy Score one, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then it was a ton of fun. I actually don't even know how I don't remember how I came across you guys. I think it might have been like the fact that I saw the Lucy Score book club, because like I really enjoy her books. And so I was like, oh, this seems like a lot of fun. So right. Let me try this. And now you're stuck with me forever.
I am stuck with Leah forever. And then when we made the change, because we did have a different name, we had Drinks with the Bees, and when we changed to mm-hmm. Buzzing About Romance, I decided that for me, I felt like the format needed more input, multiple hosts that kind of came in and out. Again, we are always evolving. Like, we used to be really heavy in author interviews. Mm-hmm. Lately, we've been really heavy in trope talks and book world stuff. So now we're just trying to figure out what works and what's balanced. But I actually, when we made the choice to kind of change the name and that the co-hosts were going to be different, I had people that reached out that really loved the project and wanted to know how they could support me through the project. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, there was Leah. She was like, hey, I like you. Can I be a part of this? And I was like, yeah. Yeah, you can. Mm-hmm. And then we had I think Lindsay was one of the first that reached out. And honestly, Heather was my very first Instagram, Bookstagram friend. And it's really funny because we laugh about this. We both joined Bookstagram in 2019 in the fall, late summer, early fall. Neither one of us knew how to share something to our stories. Like, we had no clue. We were clueless. And we kept getting tagged and stuff. And I remember messaging her and being like, oh, my God, do you know how to share in a story? And she's like, no. And I asked my kids and they don't know. And I'm like, shit.
Because her kids were a little bit younger at that point. Right.
And I'm like, crap, I don't know either. Yeah. So Heather was one of my first Bookstagram friends. And so that's how Heather kind of got dragged along. And then we've picked up Jenny and Amanda as we've gone on, as people have walked away or we mm-hmm. felt like we needed some different voices. Because that's one of the things that when we decided to do multiple rotating co-hosts coming in and out, I wanted a variety of what people read.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to make sure that we were getting a broad scope, because obviously we all know that instant connection, super spicy, don't give me friends to lovers, is not really my jam.
No.
But like Jenny, she loves the slow burn, the friends to lovers, the really tight connection, the angst that comes with those. And so it was really important to me that no matter what we did, we had a variety of readers and styles of readers.
Mm-hmm. And even a variety of like one click authors that we have too, because that's something too, like, yes, we have some overlap, but there's at least three authors that one of us read that the others, I mean, we've mostly read them now because we force each other to read everything, but like, I'd never read a bunch of the authors because like, I just never come across them. And Jenny like would talk about them. I'm like, oh, I got to give that one a try. Or like, Lindsay like loved an author, so I was like, oh, I'm gonna try this one. I mean, Amanda and I read a lot of the same stuff. Right. So like
never forget, you were like early on, you were like, Becky hates romantic suspense. And I was like, no, I don't hate romantic suspense. Stop saying that. And then I was like, okay, here. I'll read one of your romantic suspense. And I was like, you read one of my favorite romantic suspense. And you're still angry.
I am still bitter
about this.
I am still bitter, but I mean, there's reasons and I understand those reasons, but I still can be bitter about it.
Still be bitter. But you were like, oh yeah, I get it now. Like I understand.
I'm still salty about it.
Do you have a favorite interview that we've done? I mean, we all know what my favorite interview, well, probably two, three of my favorite interviews. It's probably not.
Honestly, I can't say that I have one solitary interview. Like, I mean, I've fangirled hard on a few of them, but like getting to meet Krista and getting to talk to Anna Hackett, who I mean lives in Australia, and like I never thought I would get to talk to her. And like I met Susan Stoker through this and talked to Aurora Rose Reynolds. And it's just like some of these authors who like I just love what they put on paper, actually like had conversations with us. And like some of these people we have met in person, which is wild to me. So funny story. Like on my birthday, the one year I was going through like the comments like on Facebook, because like it's your birthday and the people come out of the woodwork and say happy birthday to you. So I'm like going through them and I'm like, oh, like, and I'm liking stuff and I'm telling Michael and I'm like, so this makes me laugh because it was like person I went to high school with, person I went to college with, USA Today best-selling author. And I'm like, this is my life now. Like,
Right.
it's so weird.
It is so weird. My biggest fangirl moment of all fangirl moments was probably the Julie Garwood episode.
Yes, you were. I was just kind of there,
That
as we all
was.
know. But yeah, Becky, like I think that was a good one for you.
That was, she was one of my very first authors back in the 90s that I had ever read, and I had followed her books like she was one that I would buy the hardbacks, right? Like I would buy the hardbacks.
Well, because we had to wait for
Had to
paperbacks.
wait forever for the paperbacks. And I said to you, I said, "Oh, Julie Garwood has a new book coming out the summer of 2022." And you're like, "Okay." I was like, "I'm gonna message her publisher." And she's like, "You were like, okay."
Well, because
You do
honestly,
you,
like,
boo.
who would have thunk that like a random contact form on a like website would have like gotten you to meet one of like your all-time like favorites?
Yeah, like that
And it
moment.
literally was a contact
I
on a
did. I ended
website.
up, I couldn't figure out who to contact at her publisher. So I messaged her email website. Same thing with Beverly Jenkins when we had her on. I just messaged on their website the contact form and said, "Hey, I'm just messaging. I'd really love to have you come on and talk to us." And then, of course, her publicist got involved for Julie. And because, she was a phone-in call. If you listen to that episode, you can hear creaking in the background. She was rocking in her chair, like a recliner. But she was, her publicist was very clear. She is not going to do a face-to-face interview, because she doesn't do technology like that.
But also she was like, my internet is that great where I'm staying.
Right.
So somebody commented, or it's Jenny, she was like, when she asked Leah if she was still awake.
One of the best moments. One of the best moments.
Because I was honestly like, she just was such an inspiring person to listen to. Like, you kind of got lost in her stories. So it's like, you didn't have to, I mean, we didn't even have to be there. Lady just talked and like gave us the information and was just so much more down to earth than I anticipated, also. But it
Well,
was one of those things where like, she was just a wealth of like delight.
she is a true storyteller because, like, I still to this day think about that story when she talks about how she got the inspiration in London in the church and thought about what if a
Her
murderer
sister thought she was
confessed,
insane.
right? Like, I just that whole moment, I was like, she's just weaving a story because now I just imagine sitting in the church in the wooden benches with the old school confessionals. Another great moment for me was Rena Morgan. Like getting to talk to her. Like, I love her books. Funny story, she is not one
Funny
of our
story.
top authors that I mention on episodes.
That is surprising because we do talk about her a lot.
We do. So technically, this is our 200th Sunday episode, but we actually have a total with today's episode of 547 episodes. And that includes like the re-release of Julie Garwood's interview in honor of her passing. And then that also would include our quick shots episodes. So technically, there are 547 opportunities to listen to us. Because we have lots to say.
I mean, we do have lots to say. Sometimes it is chaotic. Not sometimes. It's almost always chaotic, but yeah.
Susie says Jacinda Wilder still owes us a shifter, bear shifter bad book. She does.
Her and Jack totally do.
They totally do. So do you want to hear the authors?
Maybe now since they're like really back into the swing of writing again.
Right. And they've moved and things are a little less chaotic for them. Do you want to know what authors we do talk about a lot?
Of course I do.
So first up, Anna Hackett. Apparently she is one we talk about fairly often.
Well, I think part of that, though, she does suspense. Like, she doesn't really do a lot of, like, straight contemporary. She has a few, but there's still, like, suspense elements to it. But then she has a lot of sci-fi, too. And Lindsay and I really like, and Amanda really like the sci-fi aspect to it.
Aurora Rose Reynolds. And I would like to state that I thought it was going to be you and I that were the contributor that talked about Aurora Rose Reynolds the most. It's Amanda.
Not. Oh, really?
It's Amanda. So, because she recently went on her she whole backlist binge. So, Carrie Ann Ryan.
That's not surprising at all.
It isn't. The next one is an author I found because Danielle, who's a member of the Patreon and the Hive, she recommended it because I was looking for newer small town contemporary romance authors, and she suggested Carrie Elks. And of course, I started with book 9.
Because of course you did.
Of course I did. So Carrie Elks is someone that we talk about a lot. But again.
But her books are so good.
They are so good. Kaylee Ryan, which was another community nomination because I was looking for baseball books.
Yes. Lindsay. And Lindsay loves those baseball books. She does. She's like. Because on like, and if you've listened to the podcast, you know Lindsay is very, very, very strongly opinionated when it comes to baseball books and just loves baseball. And so Kaylee Ryan gets them right because Lindsay will eviscerate a book if baseball is not
bad
correct.
Baseball. Kennedy Ryan. We do mention Kennedy Ryan because I'm still obsessed with Reels, and I think there is something so special about that audiobook.
Yeah.
That doesn't get talked about enough. Like everyone talks about Before I Let Go or the Kingmaker series. I really feel like Real is her underrated book.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, I read the Kingmaker series and like it's okay. Like I liked it, but I didn't love it. Like I definitely would not go back to it. It's not something that I reread, but Real is something that like I would go back to over and over again.
Yeah. Same. Lexi Blake, shockingly enough, or as Sophie Oak, depending on
which we're talking about.
What we're talking about. Melanie Harlow, but I know that it's Melanie Harlow was past. She's not a current talked about a lot. Because Lindsay went through her Melanie Harlow era, and then we broke up with her. So, Melissa Foster, but that's because Sister has 1,000,000 books.
Yeah, she does. Although, I wonder, though, like, what the actual number is.
What her number of books is?
Yeah, well, because Susan just released book 103-ish? 103, 104, maybe? I don't know. But she just did like her 100th book recently because Deserving Cora was her 100th book. And so I'm curious what number Melissa is actually at.
I'll have to look. Okay, so this Natasha Madison is another one that we talk about kind of often because I think freaking Nico gets all the love.
Oh, freaking Nico.
Freaking Nico.
He gets the love, but he gets the hate too. So your puppies.
Yes, the dogs are barking. I am sorry. Okay, this will shock no one, especially if Lindsay and Jenny are on an episode. Can you guess the next one?
Penny Reed
or Smarty Pants, and I really feel like we need to like asterisk Penny Reed and Smarty Pants. They're probably our number one mention.
Probably, because but that's the thing, like Penny Reed, like I mean, she has a decent backlist. Like she is loved by the community. She's loved by Jenny. She's loved by Lindsay. But like the Smarty Pants, like world as a whole, like we all really enjoy
it. Yeah.
because there's such a vast variety of storytellers in that world. But if you listen, we did a Smarty Pants episode, but if you listen to it, like there's so much detail that Penny Reed like created this world with, that like it's all blends seamlessly. And that's one reason I love that world so much.
Sawyer Bennett, we obviously talk about
To
her a lot,
nobody's
to
surprise.
no one's shock. Vanessa Vale actually gets a lot of love. And Zoe Blake, but she's a newer one. It's really interesting because when I was looking, you can see when Mafia started to
When her
take.
dark era.
Yeah, about December of 2022, the
When
dark
we
era kind of
then we
started.
took a hard left.
Yeah. So let's see here. No, Ollie doesn't
Ollie.
like Nico either. He is not a fan of Nico.
I think
Lindsay
Pretty
says,
Nico is one of our first inside jokes. Yeah.
co-player, I think is.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's
Yeah.
co-player, because those who don't know the story of co-player, one of the quick shots Leah and I did on Samantha Christie's baseball series, it was book three in the series. I was
Wait, or
trying.
Becky couldn't think of the word teammate.
I couldn't, and I knew coworker was not the right word.
I mean, it would have been better than co-player,
But I
but
went with
yeah, you're right. I
co-player.
think co-player was the first one, but Freaky Nico is definitely like
Yeah.
high up there.
But we do talk about Kelly Jameson, and pretty much the wedding episode is the Kelly Jameson episode. But there isn't, I don't know that we talk about her a ton of outside of sports recs.
Not really, but weddings and sports.
Yeah.
That's
She has a great tequila bar series, so maybe it's time to do another foodie book rec.
well, I mean, there's been a lot of foodie books that have come out recently too.
Yeah.
Melissa Foster's Amazon page lists 308 titles, but there are some overlap and there are some foreign titles in that. So,
Yeah, fantastic fiction would be the place to go and count them.
but thank you for checking.
Thank you.
I'm not sure who Al Bell is,
Well, welcome. We're
but
excited
thank
to have
you.
you here.
Yes.
During the podcast, we have talked about 537 unique authors.
Are we sure that number's accurate, though? It seems kind of low. Okay, I'm
I
just saying.
counted five. I felt like that was a really big number.
I know, but sometimes, like, there are episodes where we name like 15 authors an episode.
Okay, so, and Amanda, no shame to Amanda if you're listening.
Thanks. I'm sorry. She's listening. Of
The
course she
wiki is
is.
not up to date. It like ends mid-January.
I mean, she has a life, you know.
I know, and I've been giving her work too. So
Now we know what Amanda's gonna be doing.
right. So I counted 537 unique authors with over 1,900 book recs, unique book recs. So
It's a lot of books, which is, I mean, but also we've read every single one of those books. Like,
yeah.
one of us have read every,
Yeah.
like, we will not wreck a book unless we have read it.
And that's not including happy hours that we've done with other titles or anything like that. That is just really Sunday episodes and quick shots.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
That's a lot of books.
it's a lot of books. So one of the things that we did do is we asked the listening community to tell us what books or authors they've discovered from recommendations of our episodes. But before we get to that, I do want to talk about authors that we discovered from community recommendations. So I said Carrie Elks. When everybody
Kaylee
started,
Ryan.
Kaylee Ryan, when everybody started asking for Mafia recs, I took one for the team.
You did.
And that's where I found Jill Ramsauer and Zoe Blake. So, I mean, that's good stuff.
Susie asked how many male main characters were looked first.
Oh, that number's too big to count. I mean, that's just too big. I mean, we had the
That's a whole
Summer
other
of
episode.
Saman.
We did have the summer song, but how did you find Julie? Did you just like come across Julie or was
Ticky
it
tock,
the
because we
ticky
kept
tock?
talking about rock stars. And I love rock star romance, and I was kind of the anomaly at that time of rock star reader. Like, not many. At the time, I think Carolina might have read some, but really nobody else in the contributors were like, oh, I love a rock star, until Jenny came along and she's like, I like rock stars.
Because I don't know. I still am like iffy about a rock star.
I really love a rock star. I love the angst. But it's the same reason I love Hollywood norm romances.
See, I like a Hollywood norm, which doesn't make sense that I don't like rock star when yeah. I like a Hollywood norm.
So, you know.
Jenny likes the depressed rock star.
Well, Jenny likes kind of like the sad, moody hero.
She likes Linus.
She does.
With his blanket.
She does. But yeah, like I found Julie Salmon and brought on recommending her books, and everybody seemed to gobble those up. Maggie Gates. Mm-hmm. I think it was somebody in Discord that said, oh, I like Maggie Gates books.
Well, and that's the thing. That's what I love about our Discord is we'll ask for like small town things. Because somebody recommended, oh, who was it? We read so many freaking authors, they're all like jumbled in my head, but they're like, that's the one thing like we ask for, we need this type of book, and we will get like seven different options, and it's like, where do we start?
Yeah.
But even like Vanessa Vale, like I came across it through the podcast, like, and that's the thing, like some of the authors we've had on for book club too, like there are a bunch of them are authors we've never read before, but it's because people like recommended their books and we're like, this sounds really good, let's go with that.
I mean, I think for many, Marie Johnston, you were reading her, you kept recommending her. Many of us like, finally, we'll listen and we'll read them. We've read them and now we're all obsessed. In a Jam from Kate Canterbury, that was one that I think was kind of a quiet murmuring from the community here and there. People had read it and we were like, huh, maybe we should check it out. And then we did.
Well, but she's one of those authors that I had read a lot of, but then I didn't like want to like, I kind of like had that separation from her because I wasn't loving what she was putting out. But then In a Jam came out and I was like, oh, like, let's go back to that. And so it was, and that's the thing. Like when we've had those breakups with authors that we've read before, and then there's somebody in the community is like, you have to read this book. And it's like, I don't know, I haven't loved the last couple books that I read by her. And they're like, no, you need to read this. And you go back and you fall in love with that author again.
Yeah, we had that recently happen with Avery Flynn.
Mm-hmm.
We were kind of sad with the mansplainer group. And then all of a sudden we're like, wait, Anger Bang, Walk of Shame? Hello. But one of the things that I want to draw attention to is the authors we've found that have joined our community and been active participants in our community. Mm-hmm. So Ophelia.
Yeah.
You know, she kind of stumbled upon us. Amy/Addie Award is another one. Kelly Kay.
Yeah.
You know, it's
Danica Flynn.
Danica Flynn. Danica was one of my very first author friends, again, on Instagram. She might have been the one to help me figure out how to how to use stories.
We'll have to ask her.
But, you know, it's been a pleasure to slowly, you know, see that grow and become a part of that community.
Yeah. Well, and it's just, again, like our lives are so like weird and amazing because we have that connection that like I never expected to have with those people.
I think about it, like I think about the Jay Salmon book, or I even think about like Krista Sandor. I remember messaging a group and I said, hey, or it might have just been you, I'm like, I saw this sign up for Nanny and the Nerd, has anybody read this? And
you're like, I loved her books.
You're like, I have, a while ago, you should absolutely read it. And I'm like, but should I? And you're like, yeah, you should. I did. And then I was just like, who is this person? I love these books. And then, you know, we start reading them and then we get to know her. And I'm just like, it's just, it's so weird, but it's amazing. And I love that. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the same thing happened like with Gina Z's Boston Hockey series.
Mm-hmm.
I randomly picked up the arc for the first book. I read it and I said, hey, you guys, do not sleep on this author. Yeah. And you're like, what? I'm like, yeah, don't sleep. And then the chaos just ensues. And it's funny to watch how it starts as one person's book wreck.
Mm-hmm.
And then more and more of us start reading it. And it just grows and amplifies.
Mm-hmm.
So Lori shares that she from Us found Krista Sandor, Jay Salmon, Carrie Elks, Melanie Harlow, and she's read everything by everyone except Carrie. I just started her.
She has a decent backlist to get through too.
So Gretchen submitted that she found From Us Between Never and Forever by Britt Benson, which, yeah. That was one of those where her team reached out and said, hey, we'd like to do a happy hour. And I was like, okay. So I read her books and then I'm like, oh, yeah. And I remember finishing Between Never and Forever and messaging Jenny right away. And I'm like, this is your author. Mm-hmm. And she's like, huh? I'm like, yeah, this is yours. And that's something, too, that's kind of bizarre. We quickly figure out who belongs to who. Like, you read a book and you're like, oh, I got to tell Jen Ellen about this book. Or yeah. I read this book. Oh, this is a Gretchen title.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that's the thing. But that, again, that's the one thing I love about our community is because, like, we kind of know, like, we know people's triggers. We know people's, like, yeses. We know their nos. Like, we know, like, a lot of these people we've never met in person. But I can honestly say that, like, we genuinely know what they like and what they need in a book. And sometimes, like, you'll come across a book and be like, this person needs to read this right now because I know, like, this is what they need right now.
Yeah. Which is so, so interesting. Mm-hmm. Victoria submitted that it was Carrie Elks' books. I am very happy to have, but I wasn't the one who recommended Carrie Elks. It was recommended to me, and I think it was by Danielle.
I think it was. Yeah, I don't. It's one of those things where, like, there's so many wrecks going, like, we don't know who's wrecking who by the right. end of it.
Merritt submitted that Planet Oster by Vera Valentine. It was from a Sunday episode. Here's the thing about that one. It was Jenna who recommended mm-hmm. Squeak. She's like, Becky, I read this. I got this audiobook and I'm telling you there's something bonkers. And I was like, okay, Jenna. And then I read it. And then I read The Planet Oster, and then we read The Door.
Well, and the thing with Merritt, though, is I adore her, and she will read all the crazy. Like, the weirder, the better. Like, Merritt is there for it. Like, she is all over that. Like, she, like, the, I mean, Jenny took one for the team with the vacuum, but, like, Merritt will read anything else.
Yeah. Allison submitted In a Jam from A Quick Shot. Amber, A Proposal They Can't Refuse by Natalie Kenya,
so good.
Along with Anything by Melanie Moreland. And Melanie was one. I don't even know how she ended up on my radar. I think we did a call out for authors for Summer Reading Challenge.
I think it might have been Summer Reading Challenge. Yeah.
And I did an IG Live with her. And after that IG Live, it was like, why is she not a book club author?
And then she was, and she was a delight.
She was a delight. Susie says Aldo and Roman by Melanie Moreland. And Sue says Anger Bang on audio. So she had too been turned off by the Last Man Standing series. So it was to go back and read Avery mm-hmm. Flynn and then find those. That was another, like, maybe we didn't break up. Merritt shared, my life is so much better with all of you in it.
We love you, Merritt.
I love that. And Gretchen said she loves the Discord community and the addition of the Sunday Live YouTube episodes. I always keep me engaged and constantly waiting to learn more about Romancelandia from the host and our Hive members. Can't wait to see what the next 200 episodes bring. Congratulations on continuing the chaos. Let's see here. Gloria. Sawyer Bennett's Hockey Verse, which, again, and she says, thank you for the wonderful Rex and blowing up her TBR.
You're welcome, Gloria.
And you're welcome. Sue also puts the Improbable Meet Cute books. That was so weird to find those Valentine's Day.
Those little Valentine novellas, yes, right?
Yeah. You know, they were there all over Amazon because it was a Montlake produced mm-hmm. group of novellas, and I was like, I need somebody to read these with me, and that was Lindsay. She's always like, just tell me what to read.
Yeah, she really is. Like, if we need a book read, we're like, Lindsay, read this.
Gretchen, Until I Get You by Claire Contreras.
Oh, that's a really good
one. It is a good one. She loves finding new authors, and thank you for forcing me to read outside my comfort zone. You know, that's one of the big things for me, is that I always feel like we challenge each other to read outside our comfort zones.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Well, but you figure, like, we kind of were all not stuck, but like we liked what we liked.
Yeah.
But as like we delved into the podcast, we kind of changed the format from the author interviews to the book lists and the tropes and all that thing. Like we really had to venture outside of the box to really give diverse book lists and not the same books and authors and tropes. And
we had that conversation constantly. I'm like, Leo, we can't keep talking about the same authors. We got to mention different authors. And you're like, I know, but Becky. And I'm like, I know, but.
Yeah. Well, and the thing is, like, all the co-hosts and contributors, like, we all feel the same thing. Because even the last episode, like, that was one of the things. It's like, we feel like we're recommending the same people over and over again. And we've all kind of been in a little bit of a slump. And so like, it's been harder for us to like venture out because like when you're slumping, like you read those authors that you're comfortable with, but like, but we still really try and we appreciate the fact that people bring new authors on our radar.
Amanda says Stand and Deliver by Rena Morgan, which I would like to say, I will be firing contributors that do not read Rena Morgan by the end of the summer. I'm looking at you, Jenny, and Heather.
And has Lindsay read her yet?
Yes, because I made her.
Okay.
I made her.
You say these things, but we know it's not going to happen.
It's not really going to happen, but get on it, sisters. Praise by Sarah Kate. Merritt said she found that. Karen, Falling for Mr. Bad. It was from a Sunday episode that she found those books. And then Amanda Richardson, M.L. Philpott. M.L. Philpott was a Stacy wreck. She was like, oh, I really like these books. You guys should try them out. And I'm like, okay. And Amanda says she's right now reading a Why Choose Romance, which if you know Amanda, that is not her gig.
Not her jam. No.
But I gave her an assignment. And I do this all the time. This is why you do never want to be in a group chat with me, because I'll take a screenshot of a book and I'll be like, hey, has anybody read this? And somebody will go, no, but I'll read it to see if it's any good. And then you end up four books later, like Jenny did with that one series.
Lindsay just said, yes, everyone, the rumors are true. I'm Becky's favorite because I read Rena Morgan. She did. And that's the thing, like our group chats, like they're, I mean, it's insane. Like the gamut of topics our group chat happens, but when one of us shares a screenshot of a book, there's always somebody willing to like hop on to a book. It's like, have you read this? Well, no, but I will because that sounds good.
Well, and I tell you what, like going down the mafia, like it made my heart so happy when I recommended Pray Tell, Amanda Richardson, and Jen Ellen was like, oh my God, that is like my favorite read of the year. And I'm like, yay. Like it does my heart like really happy when I recommend a book and they're just like, oh my God, that was my favorite. Even the Zoe Blake stuff. I read that very Scandals of a Father first. And I was like,
oh, yeah,
Leah, this is naughty. And you're like, it can't be that naughty. I'm like,
well, cause I like some naughty.
It's pretty naughty.
But we also know who cannot read that book.
Right. Right. That is not for Jenny or Amanda.
No.
Not for them.
Consent is important to them.
Yes. Okay. Leah, do you have any books or favorite authors that you found via podcast recs?
A lot. It's hard. Like, it's hard to narrow it down. Like, and that's the thing. Like, I personally, like, I hadn't read Sawyer. I hadn't read Kelly. I hadn't read, like, really, I'd read some hockey romances, but there's a lot of authors that I've come across, like just talking even in like our group chats and the Discord. And like, I've definitely like my tiny box has become a bigger box and it is getting bigger all the time. And it's, but I can't just say, I'd say probably a third of the authors that I read now are from like the podcast in the Discord chat.
I asked you if you had a favorite interview. Do you have a favorite book club memory?
All of them, because book club is so much fun. I haven't been able to go to the last couple, and I've been very distraught about it.
It's so funny because I was thinking back to like Jiffy Kate and their book club.
We should see if they want to come back.
Were so fun.
They stuck around, and that's the thing. Like book club authors, like we've
Lucy
had like
Score
we,
was like,
w
she turned into Oprah. She's like, you get a book and you get a
yeah.
book. And the
Well,
message I got the next morning was, hey, thanks for having me. Do you know what I promised people?
Well, and that's the thing. Like we always tell authors, like from the get-go, like you don't have to stick around the whole night. And like some of them stay until like for about an hour, hour and a half, and then they like and they're out. And then oftentimes we stay really late. Not
Yes.
always, because I mean sometimes we are exhausted. We always try to do that. But then there are those authors like Lucy Score and Jiffy Kate, and I think Melanie and Karen hung out for a long time. And it's like they
Lucy
stay.
Eden, she ordered pizza
Yes.
so she could stick around.
Yes. Like she was DoorDashing pizza to her house.
Yes.
But yeah, and Delta James,
Delta James.
like we have some people that like they stick around and they hang out and we're like, we're sorry, but we are really tired.
Yeah.
We need to
You know,
go.
thinking about it, Delta James is absolutely one of the shining stars that I
She really
found because of the
is.
podcast.
Well, and she is, I mean, she is a talker and we can just kind of like let her go and do her thing, but she is all about the reader.
Yeah.
She is like 1000% about what the reader, like what she can do for the reader. Like, and it's what she can do, the queen of swag, and what she can do for her readers and the appreciation that she has for them is like amazing and wonderful and like, but she is a freaking delight of a human being, like her and
Yes.
Chris both.
There is something special about her. And who would have thought that a pen, a swag, a giveaway would become the most coveted item among us?
Well, I
I mean,
mean,
her ink pens.
she does have a nice pen.
She does a really good pen. So that is it for 200 memories, 200 books, for this 200th episode. So guess what time it is?
It's that time
It's that
for
time.
book
Book
of
of
the
the
week.
week. I will say initially book of the week was not something we were doing. We used to list like anticipated releases for the coming week, and that started to get boring.
But then the jazzing
And
started.
then we were like, we should talk about what we're reading and loving, don't you think? And you're like, yes, we should. So we started book of the week.
Yeah, the jazz hands just came naturally.
They just came naturally. It just was part of the charm.
But the thing with the jazz hands though is you guys get to experience the jazz hands
Right.
now because
Also,
you didn't before.
week 18,732 without an
With
echo.
no echo. I mean, we try, but
We
we can
try.
only echo so well.
Yeah.
Echo, echo,
I mean,
echo.
in June, it'll be our fourth anniversary. We'll be starting our fifth year. What are the
Maybe for our
chances?
fifth year,
Maybe for our
maybe
fifth
that could be
year,
Mike Burrier's present to
we can
us.
get an echo.
Maybe. Do you think he would do that for us?
I'm really not going to hold my breath.
Maybe I'll ask him when I see him next.
Maybe you
I might get a
should.
yes. You won't, but I might.
I
I
don't think
won't.
so. I don't think
I don't think
so.
so. If we
Yes.
get him enough whiskey, perhaps we'll get the
I
yes.
had the best drink at book club last night and you missed out. It was a Reese's peanut butter cup or peanut butter cup old fashioned.
That sounds really good. I was
So
wasted on
yummy.
tequila by like 8:30 last night, so.
Okay. Leah drank her feelings last night.
No, we were out. I like annihilated a bag of chips with one of my friends. It was a really good
That
night.
does sound like a really good night. Maybe we can
Yeah.
bribe Mike. You guys, I don't think Mike's bribable. I honestly don't.
I don't know. When I come to visit, we'll find out.
Well, yeah.
Okay, so anyway, book of the week.
What's your
What
book of
was
the
your
week,
book of the
Leah? Oh,
week?
I'll go
No, you have
first.
to answer
Okay.
first.
My book of the week is Sovereign by Jane Henry. It is book one in her Wicked Vows series. It is kidnapping. It is forced marriage. It is Bratva Mafia. Jen Ooh. Ellen, this is one to add to your TBR. I really think you're going to like it. I am halfway through and I will not be going to sleep tonight until I am done.
It has been on our radar since we saw the cover.
Yeah. Well, this is book one because book two is what sold me on the covers. But I thought I'm going to read book one. It's really interesting. You know, most mafia we get is biological family.
Yeah.
This is found family. They are brothers of circumstance, not brothers of blood.
Ooh, I like that.
I'm telling you.
It's mafia with a twist.
I am starting in order. I am reading. So Sovereign is book one, and I am starting with book one.
It just came out, didn't it?
I think Sovereign came out like back early March, February. The second book came out last week or the week before. And I think it was Heather who put it on my radar that she was like. Mm-hmm.
Well, because Heather really likes Jane Henry.
Yeah. And I've not had some great luck, but I thought I'm going to try this because honestly, you guys, we need more mafia in our life. Right, Jen Ellen? We need more mafia.
It's true.
So I thought I'm going to try this. And so far, obsessed. It is absolutely forced proximity. She's a hacker that hacks into a system that is connected to even people of like law and order, like on the good, like good guys and bad guys are all messed into this.
She's like a freewheel hacker. Like yeah. she hacks everyone.
Well, and she stumbles across something and gets herself in trouble. And the only people that can really protect her is the Bratva. So she goes to them to ask for help, but instead she ends up getting drugged, kidnapped, and forced to marry.
I mean, I like all those things. I might have to read this week, or not this weekend, this week.
It's delightful. So Leah, what's your book of the week?
I was in the mafia world as well. So I read Scorned Heir by Victoria Page. Now, fun fact, I read book two before I read book one. So I went a little backwards.
Okay.
But it's a mafia arranged marriage. She's supposed to marry someone else though, and then marry like, but she there's some chaos to it. So she's supposed to marry someone else, but she doesn't marry him. But then she has a crush on like her best friend's brother, but he's kind of a pussy and doesn't do anything about it. And so she ends up marrying his friend.
Okay.
And like, but okay. Then she finds out that they had this like plan and then she gets real mad. I really enjoy the way like it plays out. So.
Okay. I mean, we're apparently back in our dark era.
I mean, I really like the dark era. It's hard to come out of it. I feel like when I'm slumping, the dark era is like my like happy place.
I mean, give me a kidnapping. I'm still holding out. Like 25th wedding anniversary is in May. I'm still holding out for a white van and zip ties.
We'll see.
We'll just see. I mean, that's the most romantic.
He might be disappointed because he won't give us an Echo. Why would he get you a white van?
A white van and zip ties is way more romantic than flowers.
Stacy says she has Mafia May.
Oh. I can get behind that. Maybe we're just starting early. Who knows?
We started a while ago, so.
So those are our books of the week. Time for our Patreon update. April swag packs have been mailed, and they were fantastic. I have gotten so much great feedback. Everybody really liked this month's stickers and stuff. And they were sponsored by the amazing authors Helena Hunting and Kaylee Ryan. If you would like to get in on swag packs, you can join our Patreon at even the fancy drink tier or above. Our May swag packs will be en route by the 10th, and they will again be filled with enchanting prizes and will hit mailboxes around May 10th. Inside each pack, discover an array of loved themed goodies designed to ignite your passion for love and stories. And guess what? We ship these worldwide. So everyone can join in on the fun. If you are part of the Cold Brew and Queen Bee tier, reading journals for May through August will be hitting mailbox in the coming weeks. This heads out to both, again, Cold Brew and Queen Bee tier. And those come with some other extra bookish goodies. And Leah made a new coloring card.
I did.
For May. So, and again, it's everybody's obsessed with chapstick from Marie Johnston.
It really is the best chapstick. I don't know what you do, Marie, but it's delightful. It's like, it smells good, but it goes on smooth. Like, it is good chapstick.
We'll make sure we tell her because she is our book club author in May.
I have some right here.
Oh my God, you guys are hilarious. But wait, there's more. By becoming
becoming
a part of Patreon family, you unlock exclusive perks like access to special episodes and our fabulous book club, which is the ultimate romance adventure. Stay updated on all our events by subscribing to our newsletter and checking out event calendar at bookcaseandcoffee.com/events. From happy hours to IG lives and book club, there's always something exciting happening in our community. And don't forget, listeners, starting the week of April the 28th, you will find quick shot episodes over on our Patreon. And we will be going down to two episodes. We'll have our Sunday episode in our stream and then our Wednesday book club styled episodes where we will all be reading the same book. And then it will be spoiler. And we will talk about
Spoilers abound, friends. So if you don't like spoilers, you either read the book or you're going to have to wait.
You have to wait. So anyway, that's all the things we have going on in Patreon and updates. So make sure you subscribe to our newsletter. Leah's sending them out once a week, sometimes twice when she forgets.
Sometimes twice. Well, yeah, I made a mistake. So I had to send a new one, but that's okay.
If you're listening to this through tomorrow, there's a free book from Addy Award happening right now. Mm-hmm.
Yes. So. But we usually do them Thursdays or Fridays, depending if we have a happy hour. So if you are on the newsletter and you're not getting it, check your junk mail because sometimes they slide into that.
Sometimes they do. So I want to say thank you. First of all, I do want to say thank you to everyone who has joined our episodes, who have joined our Patreon, who come on here every Sunday night and chat along with us as we record these episodes. I also want to say a very special thank you to Leah. Because we all know that I'm a mess half the time and Leah keeps me grounded and hasn't quit when I'm sure there are moments that she's like, what the hell, Becky? And also a very special...
You're stuck with me.
I know, forever and ever and always. Mm-hmm. Special thank you to our other co-hosts and contributors, but also to our spouses that support us because many of us take time away from family to be able to sit and record and do this. So thank you to Patreon. Thank you to listeners. Thank you to my co-host. And thank you to our spouses for supporting us. So to everyone, thank you for joining us on this remarkable journey through love, laughter, and everything in between as we celebrate our 200th episode of Buzzing About Romance podcast. 200 episodes, Leah. So that's crazy. We're endlessly grateful to each and every one of you who have tuned in, shared your stories, and made this podcast a vibrant community of romance reading enthusiasts. As we close this milestone episode, remember that love comes in all shapes and sizes, and it's the stories we share that truly connect us. Whether you're a hopeless romantic, a skeptic, or somewhere in between, know that you're not alone on this journey. So we really should probably rephrase that. Whether you are an instant connection, a slow burn, or friends to lovers, or somewhere in between, just know you will find your people here.
Yeah.
Here's to 200 episodes of love, passion, and endless possibilities. Keep buzzing about romance, and may your own love story be filled with joy, laughter, and happily ever afters. Anyway, stay fabulous, stay flirty, and keep buzzing about romance. And until next time, everybody.
Happy reading, everybody.
Find us on Instagram at Buzzing About Romance or on Twitter at Buzzing Romance. If you like the podcast, please leave a review. If you'd like to support us directly, join the Bookcase and Coffee Patreon and receive exclusive content only available to Patreon members. Check out bookcaseandcoffee.com for our on-the-shelf show notes.